Nolte, in this fight, Justin Trudeau was George Wallace. By John Nolte on February 12, 2022. When you boil down why Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. won the battle for civil rights, it's because he was right, and by right, I mean morally right. The essence of King's argument was, all we want is to be treated like everyone else and to be judged by our character, not our skin color. Not to take anything away from King's genius and courage, but had he not been morally right, his cause would have failed. But he succeeded because even the most ignorant bigot understands that judging someone by something as meaningless as skin color is not only blatantly immoral, it defies reason. There's no way around that truth. What King did was show the world just how far Democrats in the segregated South were willing to go to defend immoral laws that violated basic human rights. He deliberately pushed the issue to where midnight terror campaigns could no longer enforce this injustice. You're going to throw me in prison for sitting in the front of a bus? You're not going to arrest the guy who assaulted my sister for sitting at a lunch counter? You're going to unleash fire hoses, dogs, and billy clubs on women and children? The psychology behind this was brilliant. How far are you willing to go to enforce an unjust law? Oh, and Mr. and Mrs. America, I'm going to make you watch and dare you to continue to remain immorally silent. Gandhi understood this when he famously said, "First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win." King studied Gandhi. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has not. How far is Adolf Trudeau willing to go to enforce unjust laws that discriminate and violate human rights? That's the question this glorious freedom convoy is forcing him to answer. By any measure, Trudeau's vaccine mandates are indefensible. Trudeau's dehumanizing rhetoric against the unvaccinated, or those who support the vaccine and oppose mandates, is monstrous. Trudeau's willingness to practice open segregation against people over personal medical choices is tyrannical. What Democrat Governor George Wallace was to the civil rights movement, Justin Trudeau was to the Freedom Convoy? Trudeau is the villain fighting an unjust cause. Trudeau is the fascist willing to destroy innocent people's livelihoods to enforce immoral laws. Trudeau is the gangster ready to commit violence rather than admit he is wrong. If you want to know why Trudeau has been forced into hiding and why he serially melts down into a puddle of fecklessness in public, it's because he is wrong. It's that simple. He has no moral ground to stand on, which is why he's attempted to manufacture it with lies about racists and swastikas. But in this ongoing civil rights standoff, everyone knows the bottom line question is this. How far is Trudeau willing to go to enforce a mandate for a vaccine that doesn't even stop the spread of the coronavirus? How much violence is he willing to commit? How many livelihoods is he willing to annihilate for a vaccine that doesn't even stop you from catching the virus? Not that the success of the vaccine matters. Even if the vaccine did eradicate the virus, his stance would be just as immoral, but now that we know the vaccine does not stop the transmission, his stand looks especially foolish. Like George Wallace and his fellow Democrat Bull Connor and all the Democrats who created and enforced Jim Crow, Trudeau is a bully checkmated by his own immoral choices. Trudeau is wrong. The truckers are right. Your move, Adolf. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.